And now for something completely different.
Hi, this is Alex Smith of Radio EcoShock. Our next topic seems like a steep change, but it isn't. I'll outline how I canned 9 bottles of rhubarb last weekend. You'll learn how to get started. Ensuring food for the family helps me cope with frightening financial news, and I'm switching to a lower carbon food supply. It's cheaper, too. That's all part of my bigger claim. We need to put away food at harvest time. No one living in all the centuries past could believe we even need to say this. Of course we harvest nature's bounty when it comes. But big city folk forget this basic survival trait within 1 or 2 generations. We depend on massive food webs from oil-based industrial agriculture transported by fossil fuels. Fresh vegetables and fruits arrive, improbably in winter, loaded with chemicals. Meanwhile, droughts, floods, new pests and fungi threaten food production, not to mention 100 million new people we have to feed every year. As the global financial and trading system seems to be collapsing, maybe you should learn along with me how to put food away. Rhubarb is an easy way to start. These tart red stalks are among the first spring crops. They arrive about the same time as cheap bottles and canning equipment pop up in hardware stores and Walmart shelves. And when you see the bulk stacks of bottles, that is the time to buy. Canning equipment is a little like fashion clothing. The summer equipment arrives in spring, and later in the season it's all gone, replaced by some other stock. I'm committed to learning the canning cycle, so I have more than a dozen cases of 12 1-liter or 1-quart bottles already stored away. Don't make the mistake I did in choosing a cheap enamel canner. These are the dark, sometimes spotted enamel canning kettles that come with a lid and wire bottle rack, usually for less than $40. They are very good for canning acidic fruit. Last year, fearing the worst, I bought one for $23 in my favorite hardware store. Last weekend, when I went to use it, useless. First of all, this canner could not sit flat on a burner on my small electric stove. It was so wide, it either hit one of the stove rims, lifting it off the burner, or tipped slightly, even on the biggest element. That means uneven heat or even a dangerous situation. Worse, this alleged 5-quart canning kettle was not deep enough to allow a 1-liter or a 1-quart bottle to boil vigorously. The kettle is only 10 inches deep, and you need at least 12 inches deep, preferably 14, to prevent boiling water from splashing all over the stove. Measure the canner depth before you buy. I still managed to use this canner, though, as a pot to heat up the rhubarb. You'll need 2 or 3 big pots anyway. My project was to get fresh-cut rhubarb, preferably organic, and can it the very same day to preserve all the vitamins and taste. That turns out to be an all-day, maybe even into the evening deal. I started with a visit to the first farmer's market to open this year in the middle of May. The market opens at 8 a.m., and you have to be there well before 10 to get any decent produce. I bought organic rhubarb at $2 a pound Canadian at 2 different stalls, cleaning one of them right out. That's half the price for non-organic rhubarb at Safeway, where it was $3.99 a pound. Already, I'm set to cut my food costs in half. And later in the winter, rhubarb will show up at a Safeway from God knows where at $5.99 a pound, 3 times the price I paid. Plus, my food was grown locally from a family operation with much lower carbon costs for transportation. Rhubarb is a good introduction to canning because it has entry-level requirements. The fruit is so acidic that it requires much less processing. No need for a pressure canner. The cheap enamel kind works. Since you will be adding sugar, the result keeps well in a fridge for well over a week, maybe 2, even when you do open it much later. It will be cooked, ready to eat in any emergency, or acting as a quick add-on for cereal when you are busy, busy. This is a food that will not crowd out your freezer and doesn't depend on electricity to keep well. Wash the rhubarb, cut it into 1-inch pieces. I bought $43 worth, a substantial investment for me. That was 21 pounds of raw rhubarb. It produced 9.5 liters or maybe 9 quarts of preserves ready for the winter. If you add in the cost of the bottles and a little for your canner, that's maybe $6 for a liter or a quart. Not bad, as each bottle will provide topping for cereal or yogurt for 3 people for well over a week. Rhubarb is also good for your digestion, as people in the Middle Ages knew well. When doing a large batch, you have to plan your stove use carefully. First of all, you need clean hot bottles and lids. I don't put my bottles in a dishwasher, even though my fancy Maytag has a sanitize option. In my experience, dishwashers wear away at teacups. The machine may scratch the all-important rim area of the bottle or chip it, making the bottle dangerous to use. Hand wash it in soapy water, rinse, and then heat the bottles in a big pot of hot water. If you feel the need to sanitize them, bring them to a boil for 5 minutes, but that isn't necessary. When processing acidic fruit like rhubarb, peaches, or most berries, the bottle will be sanitized in the cooking phase anyway. Once the rhubarb is chopped up, don't cook it yet. You add sugar, a little less than 1/2 cup to 4 cups of rhubarb. That means you toss your cut rhubarb into a measuring cup as you go, and then pour that into your big cooking pot. Keep track, so you know how much sugar to add. I use brown sugar. Mix the sugar and fruit together and let stand for 4 hours. Lots of water will come out of the fruit, making a syrup to accompany your bottling process. The secret now is to have everything hot as it goes in to the hot but not boiling water in your canner. These bottles should be hot in a pot of water. I heat up my lids and rings in a separate little pot because you shouldn't boil the rubber on the lids. And my rhubarb is hot, in this case in 2 big pots, since it wouldn't fit in my undersized enamel canner and still leave room to stir in that sugar. So I put another batch of rhubarb in a big kitchen pot. That makes 4 pots on a 4-burner stove with no room to spare. The hot fruit goes into hot jars using a canning funnel with a quick wipe of the rim by a clean cloth or paper towel. Add the lid, screw on the outer ring, and place it in the canning kettle so it doesn't touch the other jars. In my case, I used a cheap enamel kettle to heat the fruit, bringing the sugary mixture to a boil for just 1 minute only, then turn down the heat. It will actually cook in the jars during the canning process. Load up your jars and bring to a boil for 15 minutes near sea level, or maybe 18 minutes for the high-altitude folks. I also own a big American Classic pressure canner, the 7-quart model. I bought it last winter by scrimping and saving, foreseeing the need to be able to can anything, including vegetables or even meat for others in the family, which, unlike acidic fruits, need a pressure canner for sure. At $330, it was an expensive survival tool, but it should last a lifetime, as this design has no rubber seals to wear out. It's highly recommended. I used the deep pressure canner for the rhubarb, but just left the lid unclamped because all I need is a boiling water bath for the jars. Note the pressure canner is plenty deep to allow a rolling boil, and it curves up from the stove at the edges, meaning it gets proper even heat on any stove. My model is advertised as a 7-quart canner, but for the life of me, I can't see how it could hold more than 6 bottles at a time. Maybe there's a taller, thinner bottle out there. I used wide-mouth bottles for the rhubarb. It took 2 rounds of canning to get 9 full bottles. I was done by 8:30 that night. Don't forget, 4 hours of that day was just sitting around a while the sugar worked into the fruit. It takes all night for the bottles to cool, and this is when the seal is really made. Put your hot bottles where they can sit undisturbed and totally untouched, even by you, for 12 hours. Then check that the lids have pulled down concave, which indicates a tight seal. I won't go into safety procedures now. You can check that on the net. The bottles need to be stored in the dark. Most people just put them back in the cardboard box they came in, and then in a cool, dark place, whatever you have available. This rhubarb will still be great to eat 10 months from now, and may keep up to 2 or 3 years with some decline in taste. The idea is to eat it every year, and replace it with fresh stock when that comes in. That was my trial run before I go to the farms to buy a few bushels of fresh fruit and vegetables this summer. In fact, I look at this whole year as a trial run for learning basic survival tactics. It looks like our so-called normal economy will continue, for the employed at least, for another year, maybe. After that, the wheels may come off. Then smart adapters will be using homesteading tools like canning wherever we live, just to ensure food for the coming year. But even if a miracle saves the banks and the shipping and the shopping malls, you and I can still get fresher, better food at half the cost or less by buying in bulk as each crop arrives. Happy Food Storage helps me relax in scary times. I hope it helps you too. I'm Alex, and this is Radio EcoShock. Download this free MP3 anytime from our survival page at ecoshock.org.